talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
But we're going to start with a rather unusual topic, and quite a few people over the last couple of weeks have mentioned to me that they've either seen or heard of foxes coming into estates and backyards in urban places like Tralee, Killarney, Listowel, Castle Island, etc. And they've become, it seems, more frequent in these areas, more frequent visitors, I should say, to these areas. And people have a lot of questions about foxes. Should they feed them? Should they approach them? If they do come upon one, are they dangerous? Are they likely to bite? Well, I didn't know the answer to any of those questions. So after a little bit of searching, I found somebody who does. And I'm delighted to say he's on the line. He's agreed to speak to us. His name is Barry Nolan, and he's with the company called Wildlife Management Services. Barry, welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Deirdre.
First of all, tell us a bit about your company. What exactly do you do?
Well, I suppose, Deirdre, we deal with all sorts of issues that wildlife may be causing for domestic and commercial residents, as well as encouraging wildlife into different areas through biodiversity projects and the like.
Okay, so would you be a company people would ring up if they had a fox in their backyard and they didn't quite know what to do or how to get rid of it?
Yeah, so we've been dealing with urban foxes only in Dublin, really, for the last 15 years. And we get all sorts of calls, yeah, absolutely, between foxes getting stuck in nightclub toilets on a Monday morning to sitting up on top of multi-storey car parks, all types of situations with foxes dying under people's houses, hospitals, it just, every year it just gets more and more random, you know.
But I have to stop you there for a second. Please tell me about the fox that got stuck in the nightclub toilet.
I won't mention where it was in Dublin city centre, but on the Monday morning when they came down to do the deep clean of the premises, there was a fox in the ladies' toilets in the under, like it was like a basement, and the toilets were down in the basement. The fox is literally came in off an alleyway and just made its way down, which just wouldn't be that unusual. Like, they do use all sorts of places, and the foxes in Dublin, they've become so habituated to humans that noises, sirens, traffic, that they kind of have it all worked out. Like, if a fox survives a whole year to breed in an urban environment, he's kind of got everything sorted out, all the problems, so he's probably going to survive for a long time and another run of the place or the lay of the land, you know.
Yeah, and to know where all the good nightclubs are as well, obviously. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, you know, there's the expression, Barry, as cute as a fox. So they are obviously very intelligent animals.
Extremely, yeah. Very adaptable, I suppose, which is like other animals that and birds that kind of, I suppose, that have taken advantage of our dirty behaviours as well. It's like leaving rubbish out. Like, we have a lot of urban gulls in Dublin as well, and that seems to be something that's, when I say urban gulls, I mean herring gulls and lesser blackback gulls that breed on the rooftops throughout the city, and that seems to be getting more and more common in the likes of Cork and Galway. So that's another very, very smart animal that's able to kind of exploit our mishaps, I suppose, as in leaving overflowed bins, leaving rubbish out in the streets, nightclub food, and they're able to, I suppose, use all these resources to their benefit.
So that's why they're coming into, I personally know of one that's come into an estate in Tralee a few times. Is that because there's food being left lying around?
Generally, there's always a reason. Wildlife will always, it's not natural for them to come into urban areas. So when they have resources available to them, they become used to that and they'll exploit that, as I was saying. Not all of them, some of them will. And then some of them in Dublin, what we like the foxes that live in Dublin in the city centre, that's all they've ever known. They don't, their territories aren't that big. So it's not a case of they leave the rural environment to come into the urban environment. So that's definitely not the case. They would stay here and they would live here. And they don't seem to move too far. So from the areas that they're born, obviously, the males seem to be pushed out a lot more than the females, and they live in small family groups, which is kind of important to understand as well, in Dublin anyway. And the females seem to hang around, but the males seem to be pushed out. So we would get a lot of foxes at the moment turning up in strange places because they've left, or they're being, kind of being pushed out of their own territories, and they're gone into the next territory, which may also hold foxes. So they're kind of being pushed around till they find a place to settle themselves.
Okay,
and that could be anywhere from back garden to, as I said, like the top of a multi-story car park. It all just depends, you know.
Yeah, my goodness. And I remember a good few years ago on this program, a lady in Tralee had an awful problem with a family of foxes that were at the bottom of her garden, and I think they were, you know, disturbing flowers and vegetables that she was growing, and she was also afraid to let her grandchildren play out the back. Is that a typical scenario that your company would be called in to try and sort out? And what would you do in that case?
Extremely common. About St. Patrick's Day, maybe for the following 2 to 3 weeks, my phone hops with very similar situation, and that's where the cubs. People don't even notice the problem because obviously the vixen will be in with her cubs for maybe 7 to 12 days. She doesn't really leave them a whole lot. And after that, then the weaning process kind of starts, and she won't stay with them. It's very similar to like a dog bitch with her pups. She'll stay away from them and bring food or come in the evening time, in the morning time, to give them milk. And then as they stop lactating, they start bringing food parcels into the farms. Could be dead birds, could be bits of chicken that people leave out. They bring in all types of stuff. But they do cause problems. Like if you have a lovely little small back garden with a sliding patio door, and you use that throughout the summer, and it might be a very small back garden where there's a garden shed in the corner, the vixen will get in underneath there, and it's like a big playpen. So you have a big high wall the whole way around it. The vixen's easy able to hop in and out. It's safe in underneath the shed. It's dry in under the shed. And she'll keep her cubs in there. The cubs obviously can't get out till they get a little bit older. So in situations like that, yeah, they can cause problems. Now, that's not always the situation. Foxes generally don't cause problems in Dublin. And they've been here for years and years, and people have got used to them, so they don't generally cause a problem. But the types of things that we'd always say with urban foxes is you have to look at why the fox is there. That's the problem. The fox isn't the problem. The fox is only there because an environment's been created for it. Now, not to, it mightn't be intentionally. So, people have like the shomas, garden buildings outside. There's generally gaps in underneath them that the foxes will go in there. It's nice, it's dry, it's warm, and she'll have her cubs in there. So, we often mesh it in the bottom of them to stop the foxes getting in. Sometimes we have to exclude them. Sometimes you have to create a way for the cubs to get out of the garden. You have to give them a little hand. Sometimes, as I said, it's a big high wall and they are inquisitive, so once they can get out of the garden, they'll generally move on, or the vixen will move them on to an alternative then, you know.
And is it safe to approach them? I mean, they're beautiful animals, and they've fabulous eyes, really glowing, glittering eyes that you notice in the dark, but I presume it's probably not a good idea to approach them.
No.
Or would they bite you? Would they attack a human?
As I said, all problems with foxes are created by humans, really. So, like, a fox, I've been dealing with them years, I've never been bit by one, okay? But I'd also say to people, these are wild animals. Yes, they are beautiful. If they weren't so beautiful, then people maybe wouldn't be so
tolerant of them.
Yes, exactly, okay? So some people hate foxes, some people absolutely love them, some people feed them. I've often seen pictures of people feeding foxes by hand, and it absolutely irks me. They're a wild animal. So if you're feeding a fox by hand and you're nearly taming it, the fox doesn't know one person from the next. It's very like people feeding gulls with chips, and then the next person gets attacked for their bag of chips and the gull is blamed, you know what I mean? I certainly wouldn't feed them. I wouldn't feed them at all, no. Or provide water for them. They'll move on to another place and kind of scratch their living out through, I suppose, compost heaps and apple trees, as I was saying, and feral pigeons and rodents and that sort of thing. But we create these problems.
But if there's a fox,
a lot of the time.
Yeah, if there's a fox in your estate and you're walking past it at night, or you come upon it at night, it's not going to attack you, I presume.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely 110% not. No, that doesn't happen. You know, it's like all wild animals. We don't have any wild animals in Ireland that would intentionally attack you, you know. It's not that situation at all. They do carry parasites and that sort of thing. So any risk that would come from foxes would be through, like, internal and external parasites. but that generally again wouldn't be down to humans, it'd be down to your pets and that sort of thing. So if foxes had sarcoptic mange, which is something that they do suffer from in Dublin, we see an awful lot of that, foxes dying with a skin condition called it's actually a microparasite that gets in underneath their skin and their hair falls out and they get fungal infections. It's a horrendous thing to see an animal suffering from, but that can be passed on to domestic dogs. But bar that, we very rarely see issues. I've never heard of anyone being attacked by a fox. Doesn't happen.
So the best advice for anyone, because we have had a few calls, the best advice for anyone, Barry, who does have a fox in their backyard or in their estate in an urban area, if they're not doing you any harm, leave them alone, I presume, but don't feed them.
Exactly, don't feed them. And like, it's very easy to work out why they're there. It could be somebody feeding even. Like people often hear of colonies of feral cats. So that's the same kind of situation where people leave out food for these animals. And the more food that's in an area, the more foxes that I suppose will tolerate each other. That's certainly what happens in Dublin anyway. And then you get like a lot of interaction between the foxes, and then they start getting these parasites like sarcoptic mange and such like, and then they do start causing problems. So just let them be, enjoy them, look at them from a distance, but certainly I wouldn't be encouraging them in around the place, you know.
Yeah, okay, well it's a fascinating subject, and I must say I've never seen a fox up close and personal, but
you'd see them in Dublin the whole time. Like I've often seen them, you'd see them nearly stopping the traffic lights up here sometimes.
Good
and people
Lord.
don't pay them much heed. Other people really enjoy them, other people don't like them, but I personally think they're a beautiful animal, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, so do I. Well, listen, Barry, it's been very interesting talking
to
you, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry.
No problem, Deirdre. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Barry Nolan there from Wildlife Management Services giving us the lowdown on foxes.